Let's remember where we were. And if I recall correctly, we're in Tosos, the Ramaskal HaOarva, who asked the very, very famous question, how come the HaOarva is called the Olam Gavar, the Shnayim Oksim Betalis is Yachlokuf, right? Argumar asks, why is HaOarva, not HaOarva, I mean, yes, but also Zemr Shel Avos, I call the Olam Gavar, but Shnei Shtaros is Yachloku slash Shuda. Argor might ask, why is Zemr Shel Avos, I call the Olam Gavar, but Machlok Par V'Chamer Yachloku? But Argor never gets around to asking why, how Zemr Shel Avos is called the Olam Gavar, but Shnei Shtaros Yachloku. And we saw the answer of Rebbeinu Tam, which seems basically what the Rashbam here quotes. In the name of Rabbeinu Hananel, and which I think is Rov Rishonim. The Rivi Gasher also seems to assume that. That seems to be a vast majority of Rishonim. Some Rishonim, quote Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivan aren't Machria, say, because Shnayim Oksin is different, just like, maybe, just like if one person was Ochez, it would be different, because we'd say a multiple of Haraya, and we would not say any of these things. Likewise, if Shnayim Oksin is different, so they each get half. Let's say for now, Hamotzim Olam Haraya, each of them for the other half. And therefore, there's nothing to talk about, and it doesn't belong in our sugya. That is Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Rishonim. I think that's the last thing we have on the board. Let's just put it back. How come by Zeh Omer Shel Avosai, the Chuli just presented Shel Avosai, we say called Olam Gavar, by Shnayim. Oxen, Metallus, please.
Camera's out of focus.
Story of my life.
Thank you.
Says for baby Tom. And most shown him. This is Pasha. This is Ein Echad Mehem Suck. And this is Shnehem, or let's say a little more precisely, Ein Echad Mehem Tofes. No one's holding it. And there is Shnehem Tofsin. Oh, why is it not in our sugya? Yeah. Okay, why is it not in our sugya? First of all, it's not necessarily such a valid question. And second of all, because once someone's holding it, that's not what our sugya is talking about. That's too obvious. Our sugya is talking about when no one's holding it. That is pretty straightforward. However, the Riva, the Riva, quoted in our Tosos, says differently. Riva nira delav dafka oxen. Why? He has a problem there internally in Bavmetzia. Mi medami le lishar. What's the case? The case is, I don't remember who the Vali Gavar were last time. But me and Yehuda give Chaim money. One of us gives him 100, one of us gives him 200. So at the very least, Rabbi Yossi says all 300. You have to put an escrow, Yehunachachi Yavo Eliyahu. And the Chaim say, no, we each get back 100, because that's not Safek, but at least 100, that's the Safek, Yehunachachi Yavo Eliyahu. And the Gemara asks why, and their answer is at least something along the lines of, Vadai Ramai, Vaishnai Moksan Talis, there is no certain liar, because maybe we both picked it up at the same time, there's a misunderstanding. But by here, one of us gave 100, one of us gave 200, it's clear there's a Vadai Ramai. By the Vadai Ramai, we don't do Yachloku, we do Yehe Munach. And that's where this is where we left off, said the Riva. That here, by Zelmer Shalavosai, Zelmer Shalavosai, there is a Vadai Ramai, like the case of the 100 and the 200, because I'm saying it's not that I'm saying it's my field, you're saying it's your field. If so, maybe there's some misunderstanding over, you know, who copped the field first, when it was Hefker or something, we both got it at the same time, or who, you know, someone meant to give it to and you give it to both of us. Here, I'm saying it was always my father's, not yours. You're saying it was always your father's, not mine. So clearly, the Vadai Ramai, as Moshe Moshe, as the Gemara says, Ain Vadai Ramai. When there's no Vadai Ramai, we do Yachloku. When there is a Vadai Ramai, then what do we do?
contained by the Ramai is Yachloku, but the Levad Ramai do Yehain Munach in the Bamatzia, which equals Kalta Olam Gavar. That's the Chiddush of the Rishach, that Yehain Munach and Kalta Olam Gavar are the exact same thing, or are the exact same thing, like we paskin the Hilchasa, that behavior, the Tafas Lomach Kinan. Once you're holding it, you cannot let it go. So since the guy's holding it, therefore, called on Gover. Once I was already holding it, he can't let it go. What does it mean he can't let it go? He's able to hachi avaliyah, right? And the last conversation Yehuda and I had, this Yehuda, was there's a few kashas. The first kasha toast asks is, what about Rav Papa? After all, Rav Papa has to fit in with Rav Papa. Has to fit in with Shnayim Oks and Metalis and with all these Makoros as well. What about Rav Papa, who says that even if someone's holding it, you let it go? Okay, so the answer was there's a difference between a Shomer holding it and Beis Din holding it. A Shomer has more responsibilities than Beis Din, maybe just the Etzem, because he's a Shomer, he has more responsibilities than Beis Din, or maybe based on their Shvam earlier, because Beis Din only held it al Menas, that they would release it if there was no further evidence brought, but this guy held it. I'm going to ask to give it back to the owner. So that's really not such a strong kasha. There are some other kashas on the Riva as well that they ask. Let's go through some of the kashas on the Riva. The second kasha Tosfos to ask on the Riva is, Umay parach nami besamach mishnei shtaros of machle par b'chamer v'hasam leker amai v'hasam leker amai v'ein that's toast the second kasha, right? He says if the whole basis of our sugya, basically what he's saying is that whole sugya, and by the way, the Riva, why didn't the Gemara ask it here? Because the Gemara asked it there. The Gemara is there is stira between Steinbox and Metalis and Yemuna Hashem Eliyahu, and they already gave the answer. Okay, so one Masechet, they give the answer to some things. Another Masechet, they give the other answer to the other things. That's very reasonable. So Tosfos is first kasha, what are Rav Papa? And we answer. Second kasha is, hold on a second. If our whole sugya is a whole sugya of Vadei Ramai, our whole sugya only gets off the ground with Vadei Ramai. It's only called Olam Gavar when it is Vadei Ramai. I'm sorry. Let me just go back a second. What is the svara of the chiluk? So, according to Meitz Ham and most Rishonim, we pointed out already that the mainstream svara of the chiluk is pashut, is that Hamozer El Varaya slash Kamashat Tachyadim Shalom Hareizu Shalom is Hamozer Mechver Olav Haraya Kamashatachas. Yado shall Adam Hareza Shalom. Obviously, whoever's holding it keeps it, and he just believes that Shnayim Oks and Metalis is called, they're each holding it. Shnayim Oks and Metalis is not called, no one's holding it. It's called, they're each holding half, which is very well founded. It's pretty, said that pretty mafurish in the Gemara in Tav Metzia. What's the Svara of the Riva? You could go two different ways for this Svara, meaning, is it that we would have done one thing, but Vada Ramai makes us go the other way, or we would have gone the other way, but Lekha Vada Ramai makes us go this way? The Chassam Sofer says, we mentioned this already, I'm pretty sure it was the Chassam Sofer, this part, and others, other one as well. The Chassam Sofer says, it's based on the Rush. Really, we would have said Kol Da'olam Gavar. Really, we prefer to say Kol Da'olam Gavar in cases like this. But we can only say Kol Da'olam Gavar like the Rush, if there's a Svar member like the Shach and all those other opponents. We can only say Kol Da'olam Gavar if the Svar of the Rush applies. You can't say Kol Da'olam Gavar is 50-50. It has to be better than 50-50. So if there's a Vadai Ramai, you can say Kol Da'olam Gavar. One guy's a Ramai, and the other guy's a Tzadik. And that Tzadik will beat the Ramai because of the Svaras of the Rush. But if there's no Vadei Ramai, if it's just a misunderstanding, then they'll both fight equally. You have no Svara that the person who really owns it will fight harder because it's just a misunderstanding. And therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, he says that we prefer called the Olam Gavar, but if Aleka Vadai Ramai, then the Svara of the Rush doesn't apply. So we move to plan B. And plan B in such cases is Yachloku. Okay, within this context, once you got to hear Lethal Megalosso, etc., plan A is called Bokum Gavar, but that's only Al Tanai of the Rosh Hashanah. If there's no Vadai Ramai, you don't have the Rosh Hashanah. That's the way the Psalm Sofer. However, there's another possible Svara here. And I thought the more Pashat Svara, I mean, the Psalm Sofer is very clever. But keep in mind, Pashas, most of you should know about like the Rosh. The Rosh of Kiddush. The more Pashat Svara, Lechora, is that we'd rather do Yachloku. However, we can't stomach rewarding the Ramai. We'd rather do Yachloku. But we can't have the evildoer laugh all the way to the bank. Yesh Yavul to how much we can hold our. What is the problem with Yachloku? The problem with Yachloku is, again, maybe there's some tiny chance that it actually belongs 50-50 to both of them. But in none of these cases, there's a reasonable chance that it belongs 50-50 to both of them. The problem with Yachloku is that we're for sure giving the evildoer half the money, right? He's laughing all the way to the bank. So what do we say? We say, well, if he might have been a misunderstanding, etc., then yes, we're for sure giving someone $50, $50 that don't belong to him. But okay, that's life. What can you do? But if the guy's a Ramai, his mom is trying to lie and fool us, etc., then to reward a Ramai, we can't reward a Ramai. At that point, something along the lines of Niskar, meaning we prefer, I think this is the Pashup shot, we prefer to say Yachloku. Why? Because, like, we prefer to resolve the issue. We prefer to have someone get their money. After all, Kolos and Gavar is not a great situation either, right? The final person should get it. We prefer to resolve the issue, but we can't reward a Vadai Ramai Biadai, right? Meaning, we can't be a Dai and reward a Vadai Ramai. We can't actively take the money and give it to a Vadai Ramai. That's already too far against our principles. Not because the wrong guy's getting the money. Again, even if it wasn't Vadai Ramai, the wrong guy's getting half the money. Even if it's a misunderstanding, the wrong guy's getting half the money. However, when someone is an evil person, a chotei niskar, not someone's misunderstanding, right? The problem is not miscarriage of justice, giving the wrong person the money. That's true. There's no Vadai Ramai. The problem is we can't have chotei niskar, right? We can't, maybe the chotei will niskar, but at the very least, we can't actively go and give half the money to a liar who is trying to take advantage of us. Okay, that goes against our principles.
What you're doing, you're saving your principles, but you're hurting the tzaddik. So you never get anything.
That's what's fascinating about all these cases. Many of them are cases of principles against practicality. Meaning, clearly, again, here, Yehimunach is only one option. The other option is called the Olam Gavar, right? But on the one hand, you would say, you don't say like the Rush, Yehimunach is clearly less practically good for the right person. After all, the right person loses money, the guy. Even Olam Gavar is less good for the right person, because who knows, maybe the opposite of the Rush is true. Maybe the innocent guy will not fight as hard because he's not a tough guy, etc. Right? Clearly, if you don't say like the Rush, the party who deserves the money would rather have Yachloku. But here this is all of life, right? Principle versus practicality. It's more practical to do Yachloku, and even when it goes against our principles of, in some cases at least, right? This depends on each other. Even when it goes against our principles of truthfulness, we'll do Yachloku to be practical, but not when it goes against our principle of Voye Kote Niskar. There's a line. That's where we draw the line. We're willing to do something that's probably 99% not true, for the sake of practicality, a political, at least in this case, once we got to this place. But we're not willing to do something which rewards an evil doer, which actively rewards an evil doer. Okay? At a certain point, principles trump practicality.
Well, it's actually practically, I mean, if they both decide, if they both, yeah, both of those said
correct.
Do it. So the guy actually does have the opportunity to say, I'd rather have half than not have anything at all.
Well, no, because that's only if they both agree.
Well, Ramai for sure is going to agree.
For Yehimuna, correct, correct, in a Hanami. Correct.
There's also a social principle here, like what kind of a society do you want? The Ravitz called it the real McCoys. And...
correct, meaning, right, what Joel's pointing out is that principle does not just mean, I mean, this in general, right, at a certain point we're getting too abstract, but in general we say principle versus practicality. We don't mean practicality improving society versus principle just within my internal neshama and the Ribono Shel. When we talk about principle versus practicality, practicality being practical in this particular case versus principle meaning being practical about where society goes in the next 100 years, right? Because every time I stand on principle, I might be doing something which is less practically useful right now, but in the long run, it's practically useful because that shapes society. Correct. Absolutely. But again, that's getting a little more abstract than I plan to get. Okay, let us for a second, Ed, see what all the kashas are on the... on the Riva, because the Riva was everyone's punching bag. Everyone loved to ask kashas on the Riva. Again, the Riva had one raya. What was his raya? His raya was, the Gemara there has a case which is very similar to Kolda Olumbari, the Emuna is very similar to Kolda Olumtavar, in that we don't award anything to anyone, and we're sort of passive about it. And the Gemara answered, bother am I not bother? But the so therefore that's already been answered. And don't say the whole Gemara Bava Metzia is when they're both holding it, because over there neither of them are holding it in Yehimunach. And Rehimunach answers, no, Yehimunach, the case of where the Chaim's holding it for me and Yehuda, we're both holding it. Why? Because he's holding it on behalf of both of us. Okay, which is the chish. Again, one of the kushas on the Riva. First kusha is what about Rav Papa? And we answered either Shomer has more achrayas than Bez Din, or Bez Din, or Rav Papa only says his shita because Almanas Kane Tavsu. Second question: if the whole chiluk of the Riva is that our whole sugya is only with the Vada Ramai. Meaning you can't ask a kasha on, remember, you can't ask a kasha on Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman is the Kolom Gomer person, not sure, yeah, from any case with it's not a Vada Ramai. And it's not a kasha in the first place. You're only allowed to ask me a case from Vada Ramai. So the second kasha is that Shnei Shtaros and Machlev Para are not Vaday Ramai, meaning in the Shnei Shtaros, just to be fair, it could be that the third part's a Vaday Ramai, maybe the guy who sold two people and gave them the same field is a Vaday Ramai, but that's obviously irrelevant. These two people are both innocent people who both bought or received the field, and how are they supposed to know that someone else also did, right? At the very least, it's 99% likely they're not Ramai. And Machlev Par B'Chamra, I trade my part of the Chamra, gives birth. We don't know if he gave birth before the trade was Chal, after the trade was Chal. Well, it doesn't seem like any Ramos there. It's not Zeomer Shalabosai, it's Zeomer Shalabosai. So Tosfos asks, if those cases are not Vaday Ramai, then you shouldn't have asked this question. Just like we didn't ask Rav Metzia from Shnagos and Tosfos already answered, we shouldn't ask from them because it was already answered. Okay, I'm not convinced that is such a hard question, I must admit. I think there's some sofer answer that question, others answer that question. Anyone want to answer the question? Anyone want to answer this question? So I'm not convinced it's such a hard question. First of all, Machlev Par B'Chamra, I don't think it's such a hard question in the first place. First of all, they may never have asked a question from Mach. Okay, forget about the fact that maybe they never asked a question from Mach and Baruch Hamer or Mach, but although maybe it's only a problem if you follow the chain. Mach and Baruch Hamer, the Gemara has two deos in Bamatzila, Bezim and Bez. What's the case of Mach and Baruch Hamer? Is it Bariu Bari or is it Shema Meshema? If it's a case of Bariu Bari, says so some sofer, maybe that's a Vaday Ramai. It's a case of Bari or Bari, it's a Vaday Ramai. Right? After all, I'm saying, again, we imagine it's a case of Shem Meshema, but that's a suffix in the Gemara Bava Metzia. I say maybe gave birth before you train. You say maybe gave birth after the train. But maybe it's Bari Bari. I say, what do you mean? I looked, and clearly the calf was there before we even got together and did a train. You say, what do you mean? I looked, and I saw the calf coming out of the mother afterwards. So then that's a case of Vaday Ramai. So how do you answer?
But isn't that unlikely? I mean, that's such a small possibility.
That it's Bari Bari, you mean? But the Gemara doesn't see it, but you're right. If we were to say it's Bari Bari, you might say, what right do we have to make an Okemta? Now the answer is that I think Jews traditionally have had the right to make an Okemta in most countries. But it's not my Okimta. It's the Gemara Bava Metzia. What the Gemara Metzia says, it could go either way. Then it's not even a Chiddush. It's not even the Gemara Metzia saying it. It's Machlokas, right? Ularava bar Rav Huna. To Amar Simcha Hafilu Bari U Bari. It's a Rav Bar Rav Huna who says it. Rav Simcha says it even Bari Bari. So, okay. Rav Bar Rav Huna. So, that's fine. Our Kush, I'm not sure if I only know Bari Bari. So, the answer to Machlok Parah. The answer to Machlok Parah could be, again, we'll see soon what that other answer could have been, that you can answer like, who is it, Rabba Bar Rav Huna? The Cholkin Afilo Bari Ubari. And maybe Bari Ubari is a Vaday Ramai. Okay, Yeshua Ayin, but that's what some sofer said, not mine, maybe it's Vaday Ramai. How about Shnei Shtaros. Shnei Shtaros, it's a little harder to say by Shnei Shtaros. It's a little harder to say by Shnei Shtaros that it's a Vaday Ramai. Because this guy says, Bari, he wrote me the Shtar and gave me the Karka. The other guy says, Bari, he wrote me the Shtar and gave me the Karka. But Lechora, it's not that they're both saying, what do you mean I saw that I got the Shtar in the morning, you got in the afternoon? The other guy says, I saw I got the Shtar in the morning, you got the afternoon. Well, they're both saying we got the star, and they don't know exactly. You know, I don't know, maybe you could say Bari Bari.
If you say this, I'm not this part of the
country. No, you could. So you can ask, why do you have two stars? The guy who gave it was clearly playing some kind of game, unless he was overbuckled. He was playing some kind of game. So maybe he told each one of them, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving the other guy a star just to make him feel good, but I'm really giving it to you.
Even that's still not a bother. That's still not a bother. Why? Neither one of them is our guy. The third guy for our guy. Okay, I guess you could make the Okemta that it's a bar and you're barring the over each
time. I don't like it, but
that's seen the other guy. Okay, maybe. How about Shnei Shtaros? Maybe you could also make an Okemta. Yeah. Toanin Bari. Maybe you can make an Okemta. They both have a Titus Bari. The thing is, by Machmor, however, we already have that Okemta. And then you only have to see one thing. The Titus Bari, Lahore, they'd have to see two things. But the Chassam Sofer answers, says the Chassam Sofer. He says, that is, now this is a new way of assuming. Says basically that is the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says e kalamekala de milta and leka. I have when it's eka and leka, kalamekala de milta. What does he say? Give me a second. Mashikshim shei shtaros kasha el vishlom the hainu teirutz hashas hakam leka kalamekala de milta. The lo shai olam gavar ki mi yodeya yesha din imo yishis gavar yado. Chaveiro. He wants to say, actually, that is the Gemara's answer. Don't say, why did the Gemara ask from? And this is a new thing. It's not that if you ask the Gemara, why did they ask from the palace? That's not something that, don't say it's the right thing here in Magnesia. Say, because Bechlau, the question of Shnei Shtaros. The question of Shnei Shtaros is the same as the question of Shnei Ropes and Talos. And when they answer Shnei Shtaros, we also answer Shnei Ropes and the Talos. What was the answer? The answer is Shnei Shtaros is different because Lekel make one of the, because Lekel make one of the Nelson, which each understands as meaning that there's no Vadayramai, meaning it's not the kind of thing one guy can bring a proof for his side, and the other guy can bring a proof for his side, because they're just victims of circumstances, and they're not really each calling the other one a liar. What does he say? Yeshlomad ha'im tir shasak lekel lebelto loshayk olgover kimish yodeyash adini imo shtik v'yad olchabero. What does the Chassam Sofer say? Says the Chassam Sofer, he says, this is the Gemara's answer. What's the Gemara's answer? Again, this is based on his idea of the Chassam Sofer, the Shitase. He says, that Tirtz ha Gemara, de lo shayach called Olin Gvar, heicha de leka lesvara de harash. If you understand the Rebaz being based on the Rush, when there's no Svar of the Rush, you can't say called Olin Gvar. And that's exactly what Gemara's answering according to the Chassam Sofer. When there's no Svar of the Rush, the Chassam Sofer just takes everything into the Svar of the Rush. The Rebaz answer to Bagmatsiya is there's no Svara of the Rush by Lekha Vadi Ramai, so you can't say called Olin Gvar. And that's exactly how he reads the answer here. There's no Svara of the Rush by Lekha Vadi Ramai. So it's not Shaya called Olin Gvar. I must admit, I find that to be a little rachot to say that's really the answer to Gemara. It's all about the, everything that's part of the Rush. I thought there was a much easier way for Rebbe to defend himself. How would I personally have defended the Rebbe? I would have. Okay. What would I have said for the Rebbe? I would have said for the Rebbe that remember we had the board yesterday. Yesterday being Monday, I'm pretty sure we had it on the board. I don't remember exactly what it looked like on the board. The question from Shoros, was it a question from Rab? Was it a question from Shmuel, or was it a question from both of them? Remember, getting your show to say, it's only a question from Shmuel, because Rab's Yachloku is the Torah's Vaday. So it's really the only question from Shmuel. We have no idea how the Riva held, but if you understand that the Riva, Yesh Lomar, the Riva Savar, the Rav Pasak Yachloku, the Torah's Vaday, the Hakosha, Rak Mishmuel. The question was not from Rav, the question was only from Shmuel. Ah, so you know why they don't care if it's Vader and I or not Vader and I? Because this was not a Sphira. Vada Remai is relevant to answer a Sphira of Yachlokin called Olin Gvar. But according to many Rishonim, Argor never asked a Sphira of Yachlokin called Olin Gvar. Argor asked a Sphira of Shuvin and Daimin called Olin Gvar. And Lekha and Ika Vada Remai is not a valid factor in deciding between Shuvin and Daimin called Olin Gvar. The Lachain. Lo echpaslad be vadai remai. Why? Vadai remai is a reason not to yachloku. It's not a reason not to do shudi d'dayin. Why? What is vadai remai? There's a vadai remai. You're vadai giving money to a remai. You can't do yachloku and vadai give money to a remai. But you can do shudi d'dayin. Because then it's not a thing. It's only suffering you're giving money to the Ramai. Maybe Vada, there is a Ramai. But if you do shoot at the dying, it's only suffering you're giving money to a Ramai. Okay, it's suffering you money to a Ramai. It's okay. It's not against our principle to maybe give money to a Ramai. Because we hope that we'll have Siyat the Shemaya and not give money to the Ramai. It's only against our principle to Vada give money to a Ramai. That's why based on Vada Ramai, after all, within the Riva, what if there's a 60% chance of a Ramai? He would say we don't care. So likewise, 100% chance to run my only 50% chance of getting the money, you also don't care. What's the principle? The idea is that Vadai Ramai is a reason not to do Chalukah, but is not a reason not to do Shuda. Therefore, we wouldn't ask a Siruchin Yachlokun Kalbel and Garver if we knew the answer was Vadai Ramai. And we wouldn't have to say Mecca, Ika, and Ramekab and all weird things. But if you assume this, it was not a Siruchin Yachlokun Kalbel and Garver, Siruchin Shuda and Kalbel and Garver, it's not a kasha on that. It's not a kasha on the. It's not a kasha on the Riva. If you want to know why in this case Kalbel and Garver, in that case Yachloku, but what's the answer? Here's Vadai Ramai, here's not Vadai Ramai. You want to know why in this case Kalbel and Garver, in that case Shuda the Daini? That's a Gemara's question. Nothing Vadai Ramai. Vadai Ramai is not a reason not to do Shuda Daini. It's only a reason not to do Yachloku. And therefore, we have to have another answer. Ikal Meka Malona Milsa and Lekal Meka Malona Milsa. Kach Nira Lani is Daini.
I need to explain it better. So is there some conflicts between Shuda and Kalbel and Garver? The two of them, are they some sort of...
Yes. Two? What Shuda and Kalbel and Garver have in common is... that they're both things that we can do when there's a Vadai Ramai. Why? Because the problem with Vadai Ramai is that we can't for sure give money to an evildoer. And in both Kalbel and Garver and to the Daini, we're not certainly giving money to an evildoer.
So that generates a kushya, if that's it?
That's our Gemara. Why is our Gemara asked the kasha from Shuda the Daini on? Why does our Gemara say Kasha Shuda Daini and Kalbel and Garver? What our Gemara is saying like this. We know that when there's a Vadai Ramai, we can't say Yachloku. But whether or not there's a Vadai Ramai, we could say Kalbel and Garver, we could say Shuda. So therefore, we get Kasha from Kalbel and Garver on Shuda.
But you're saying that the two are almost the same.
No, I'm just saying what they have in common is that you're not Vadai rewarding an evildoer.
So is that enough to generate a kushya?
That's enough to generate a kushya, precisely. In both these cases where you're not certainly rewarding an evildoer, why do we have different psakim? That's our Gemara's question. Both these cases, one of which is Lekha Vadai Ramai, and the other of which is you're not giving money to a Vadai Ramai, you're not Vadai giving money to a Ramai. Both of them have in common that you're not certainly giving money to a Ramai. And therefore, it's a valid secret. Tosfos asks, on the Rebbe, how can you ask these two routines, two cases? One is Vadai Ramai, one is Vadai Ramai. The answer is, having a Vadai Ramai is only relevant to whether or not you say a Chloku. Here, neither of them say a Chloku. One's a Shida, and one's called Alton Gavar, so we don't care about Vadai Ramai.
Not asking the Kasha Shina because he's saying they're adults. The answer, you could really say that, you know, well, would say a different reason why he's not saying asking for not. Meaning, even if it was the Dara Suffolk that we're doing that local, it still would be a Kasha because our case, the case of father, in that case, the case of not.
Correct. Meaning, yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. Our Gemara, he could have said that even though it was Efru Misafik, we have no kosher, because we know the answer. Right. That is very fair. Good point. Okay. We're in our kash is not from Rav or Kash from Shmuel, maybe I can rewrite it for it. Well, the kash is only from Shmuel, that's the so. You're right. Okay, if the kash is only from Shmuel, then it's not difficult on the Riva. What's Hosea's third question on the Riva? His third question that he bought is, it's not a very good question, although I'm going to answer it easily. The A near the high kind of the mask, the loose is where Yosef and Lord Bada come across him. High mother Bada, the Chadmi nine, who have a house, you come here, the value who the Yaklok, I come up, and then the Avalu Maymar, Yaklok, the extra Leos, the Pava, Arba, the Tarbayu. Okay, this is Tosos, which he's tossing what Tosos says in Bumbatsia as well. But Riva doesn't have to read. What's his third question? His third question is that his third question is that taima the badai remind nemar rak lefi Rabbi Yossi below Rabbanan. And we paskin like the Rabbanan. Remember, Rabbi Yossi only said all 300 get confiscated. And Rabbanan say only the 100 that the suffix get confiscated. The Rabbanan said a different reason. You know why we gave Munach on the 100? Because it can't belong to both of them. It's Eif Shalach HaLukilus Emes. Nothing with Vada Ramayim. It's only Rabbi Yossi who says we can't get all 300 because there's a Vada Ramayim. So hold on a second. If according to the Rabbanan, we don't care about Vada Ramayim. We just care about whether it could belong each to half of them. Then that doesn't answer our question. The field could belong to, they could both be lying, and it could belong to both of them. That's not a very strong question, because if you look at the Shaka Vatariya, we're not reading that Gemara now. The Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, you don't have to say Vada Ramayim. All right, sorry. The Gemara says, according to the Rabbanan, you have a different answer. But according to Rabbi Yossi, what's the issue? What's the difference? The answer is Vada Ramayim. Once the Gemara answers Vada Ramayim, it could go back to the Rabbanan also. That's how Rashi and many, many Rishonim assume. You could just say the answer is that at first, they had another answer for the Rabbanan, but once they answered Vadai Ramai, it went back on Rabbanan as well. Right? I say, it's not difficult on Chaim, but it's difficult on Yehuda. The answer is Vada Ramayim. If you go back to Chaim, not for Chaim, you also answer Vada Ramayim. That's not really a problem the Achronim say. Okay, there's one other question. If the Achronim go to town, how come Tosfos saying asked it on the second version of Riva, when you could have asked it on the first version of the Riva? We will ask it on the first version of the Riva. Is Daf, what is it? Daf Zion there. Shine Osim Bishtar. There's a star that says that Charlie owes me $1 million. If I'm holding the star, he has paid me $1 million. If he's holding the star, then he already paid the $1 million, and he doesn't have to pay me. What if we're both holding the star? The Gemara says, Yachloka, we split it. Okay, what exactly that means? The Gemara has all the details, but it doesn't matter. Let's call it 50-50. Yachloka. Hold on a second. In the Talis, there's not necessarily a Vada Ramayim, right? Because we might have picked it up at the same time. In the Shtar, either I'm holding the Shtar because he hasn't paid me back yet, or he's holding the Shtar because he already paid me back, is a Vada Ramayim. I'm claiming, it's not a misunderstanding, I'm claiming it's my Shtar because he hasn't paid me back yet. He's claiming he paid me back already. There's no room for a misunderstanding there. There's a Vada Ramayim. And yet we say Yachloku. That proves that even when there's a Vada Ramayim, we still say Yachloku. Seems like a pretty good proof. Right? So let us, maybe the Rishon asked it straight away, the Rivat Tosa only asked it a little later. On the Rivat, could be, not that Tosa mentions not a Kasha on the Rivat until his second version. So that's a Kasha even in his second version, so I'll save it for later. But Shnayim Ochzid Bishtar Yachloku Nicha L'Rabbeinu Tam. Whenever Shnayim Ochzid is Yachloku. But it's Kasha L'Rabbeinu Tam. The rule is Ochzid Yachloku, not Ochzid, not Yachloku. It's Ochzid. For the Riva, the rule is if there's, they could both be honest Yachloku, if there's a Vada Ramayim, not Yachloku. If there's a Vada Ramayim, they can't both be honest. meaning, even if the Shtar fell down the street, they picked it up at the same time. There's still a Vada Ramayim. So I'm claiming I gave the million shekel, and Charlie's claiming I didn't. So that seems to be a strong kasha on the.
Couldn't you say that it's really a two-step process over here? Is the first question is really who's holding the star? Because who's ever holding the star, that's proof of about something else. But first we have to establish who's holding the star. Once we know who's holding the star, then we can go further.
But it doesn't matter. It's still a Vada Ramayim.
That's in the second thing, but who's holding the star?
But even in terms of the star, there's a Vada Ramayim. Let's say I said picked it up from the floor first, and Charlie said he picked it up from the floor first. And there might be a misunderstanding. But we ask me, why did you pick it up from the floor? I say, So it belongs to me. Why does it belong to you? Because I paid the debt. And you ask Charlie, why did you pick it up from the floor? He says, it belongs to me. Why does it belong to you? Because he hasn't paid the debt yet. So still, one of us has to be lying, because it's clearly not like a hefker star that we, whoever picked it up, got it. The star is that I owe him money, or he owed me money, whichever way it was. I'll owe him money, fine. I'll be a generous guy. It can't be that it's a hefker star you're arguing who picked it up from the floor. It's about me owing him money. The real fight is not about the star. The real fight is about, even if you want to say, I'll be one of this, first we got to get the star. But in terms of the Ramos, the actual story they give has to be about whether you paid the debt. So, they can't tell a story about who picked up the star.
So why isn't the question that, why did they bring the star? This one claims I paid and this one claims I didn't pay.
Okay, that's a question from Matzia. Lemaisa, the Achronim are bothered by this. I'm sure someone in the Masifta talks about this. Who talks about this in the Masifta?
The
Nachlas David.
And then they try to get some tzuritzim based on the Kisvei Agrah that he knows.
Okay, so AB has to tell me about the Kisvei Agrah. What's the Pashat? What's the Pashat answer here? The Pashat answer is going to, you have to make a few assumptions. The Pashat answer is going to be that, what should you say, according to Yvaz Shita? Hold on a second. Now I'm the what's the kasha? The Reva should have said called the Olam Gavar because there is a Vaday Ramai. So why do we say Achloku? He should have said called the Olam Gavar when there is a Vaday Ramai. Now, the answer seems pretty pashut, which is that...
it depends what you're asking. What are you asking? Are you asking, are you asking the Achronim's question, Tosus' question?
What's the Achronim's question?
Well, why did Tosus only ask it on the second?
Right, no.
That's what they're concerned with.
Right, so I want the answer. It's not that Tosus only asked it on the second
version.
So you
said
that Tosus even asked it on the second version of even asked it on the second version of the... of the Riva, that he even asked it on the second version of the Riva, because the second version of the Riva is that, and
okay, so
that's yeah, that's a different kind of question. That's a different kind of question. I'm asking that. I'm asking Taka. According to Riva, why don't we say Kol Ba'olam Gavar by Shnayim Oksin B'Shtar? After all, there's a Vader and I, and he doesn't think Oksin makes a difference, right? So why don't we say Kol Ba'olam Gavar by Shnayim Oksin B'Shtar?
So Vader and I mean objectively or based on their times?
Based on their times. Just to be fair, there are some Rishonim who use the word Vav that way. Like in the Gemara Bava Metzia, it's clearly based on their kindness. There are some Achronim who, because they are contrasted objectively, there's some Rishonim who nonetheless use the word Vav that and they mean objectively, but I'm not going to assume that because in the Gemara Bava Metzia, it's very clear it's based on their kindness and not objective.
If it were objective, you could answer the
correct.
Which is the case where Gemara said that. If I have a shtar that says you owe me money, and then you pay me back, but I give you the malus back because they say that they're like the coins are messed up, then now I still have a valid shtar. So if you pay me back, but I'm saying here's the take the coins back. That's why I'm
okay. But I'm not going to assume that because in the Gemara the lush is clearly different. The only thing I can think of is is maybe you can answer like this. It seems to be a very strong kasha against the Riva. If there's a Vaday Ramai in the case of Shnayim Oksin B'Shtar, it's hard to imagine that there isn't a Vaday Ramai, then why does the Gemara say, Yachloku? The Gemara should say, Okay, I thought of one answer, but now I think I have a better answer. Maybe you could say a better answer. Give me a second.
on Tanur von Schneider, Duke of Bashtar, etc., etc. Give me a second, hold on. Let me just make sure that there's no spirit of what I'm saying. Thinking hard there. They don't answer this question, just start on the Riva. No, but that's later on is a problem. Yeah, which means basically that he is asking his kasha the first time, right? Because the reason that says Tosa is asking a kasha, this is the fourth kasha, because the Rebbe changed his mind because of this Gemara. So obviously this Gemara is a kasha on him. And one second. And maybe you could say, one second. Where is this? The Gemara says Shnayim Ochsin Bashtar. Where does it say Shnayim Ochsin Bashtar? Why do I not see the
Shnayim Adukin Bashtar?
It's not a Duke of the Star, it doesn't say both of the Star, does it?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't think it actually says that. But I'm going to have a problem a little later. Yeah, I'm going to have a problem a little later. Okay. Because later on they do have a case where it's not a deacon, where it's just Ochsin, I think. You want to see what's in here? Do I want to see what's in here? No, not so much. If you don't have anything to tell me, then I don't really want to see. All right. Give me half a second. Okay. We'll have to do it's a very strong question. That's why Tosafot the Rebbe changed his mind. The only thing is, if you look at the way the Ramban quotes the Rebbe, he didn't say he changed his mind. The Ramban doesn't see it, doesn't quote the Rebbe's changing his mind. Not everyone has this Masorah about changing his mind. Okay, maybe I'll say one thing, even though they'll get me in a little trouble. They'll get me in a little trouble, maybe. What do I want to say? I want to say one of two answers. Either number one, maybe if we hold like the it doesn't say Shnayim Ochsin Bashtar, it says Shnayim Adukin Bashtar. What's the what does Adukin mean? Now you could say Tosa obviously since Adukin means Ochsin, that's why it quotes it Shnayim Ochsin Bashtar, right? But if it says Shnayim Adukin Bashtar, even though the Gemara does compare it to Ochsin, or say the Leslie, the Rebbe, is that Sosa's question a little later? All right, I'll try to say two things. You'll tell me if you like them. Sorry. Number one is maybe the difference between Ochsin and Adukin. What does Ochsin mean? Ochsin means, as the Gemara points out, maybe it's like Misrach Sarach, means you don't have it in your hand. You're just like holding on to the edge. Adukin means it's actually like in your hand. Maybe the difference between Ochsin and Adukin. Why?
Ochsin, what's the point of the riva? Ochsin lav ochsin shiny against the Rebbe Tam. Ochsin, no one's mosak. Well, why say we're mosak and ochsin? I'm holding on to the edge of the talus. You're holding on to the edge of the talus. No one's holding the middle of the talus. No one holds it. If no one's holding the middle of the talus, what do we do with the talus? Depends if it's bothering my mind or not bothering my mind. But a dukin is different. A dukin means it's in my hand. Half the stars in my hand, half the stars in your hand. There's nothing in between our hands. Okay, the Gemara and on the base deals with whether there's something between our hands, but it's not 100% clear what the Gemara says about that case. So maybe you could say, even the Riva says, just because they're ochsin does not make a difference. But if I do give it, it's actually in their hands, then he admits that I was a mirror of a raya, each person gets the part that is. Each person gets the part that's in his hand.
What
does that mean?
What? What does it mean? Each person gets the part that's in his hand. We're going to rip it apart and get half the shot. We're going to have the money.
The Gemara asked that question. The Gemara says, oh, what does that mean? You wanted to use the bottle cap, but you got a bigger bottle cap. In those days, bottle caps were little stars, and you get a smaller bottle cap. Whereas it says, no, it means the value of the shot.
Now, like, what does that mean? I have a mozakus on half shot? It's clear that that's what it's not. Shy from the same way. If
no,
you don't hold a mozakus.
Not shy to say it's a raya gemura kamashata yom shalom raisa shalom. It could be that mozakus of a raya. Whatever's in my hand, you have to prove to get out of my hand. Whatever in your hand.
I'm not holding the bottles. It
doesn't matter. The star is worth money. The star is worth money. Now I understand they're really fighting over the mozakus. That makes it a little. A little trickier.
People who are claiming to be the model, they're fine. If they're not the model, then how does that shy?
You have to say, you look at the star, and they're fighting the chet of a star that's worth money. Which I admit is a little tricky.
Yes.
Also, you're saying that the focus is that the burner and the internal argument should be the same reason.
No, it could just be arguing about whether it makes a difference. Could be arguing whether it makes
because there is some but it seems very clear that the reason is because each one is holding on to this something. He owns what he's not holding.
Okay, I admit this is going to be a little tricky. That he only disagrees during a time serve their Oksum Star, if they're a Duke in the Star. Then he admits Masmur El Barai, and then you're gonna have to say, again, I don't know if they argue about what the word Oksan means, maybe they just argue about everyone agrees Oksan and Duke mean two different things. They argue whether that how luckily makes a difference or not.
We're gonna tell them Mr. Holtz understands focusing the way you're
talking about. I'm not convinced because the Gemara
says,
but it doesn't matter, because the Gemara says that it's only Mitzvah of Saras. The Gemara says the Mishnah's case, they're only holding on to the edge. The Gemara makes it Okenta, so no, Tesser Rebbeinu Tam thinks even though they're only holding on to the edge, it's a halakhically as good as it being in their hand. The other option might be to say, well, what everyone's saying here, like, they're not really fighting over the shtar, which again is a little tricky more later on. They're really fighting over who paid the money, who didn't pay the money. And what would it mean, kol da'olam gavar? What do you mean, kol da'olam gavar? Kol da'olam gavar, what does that mean? Whoever like fights and yanks the shtar out of the other person's hands wins? What's the difference? Let's say I yank the shtar out of your hand and then I come to business and say, pay me the money. You'll say, what did you pay your money? You just yanked the shtar out of my hand. We're really not fighting over the shtar. We're really fighting over the money. And maybe you can't say kol da'olam gavar on the money because, what do you mean? There is no money to fight over. The money's in the lowest bank account. The question is whether he owes the money. The question is whether he owes the money or not. And basically, what I'm saying here is that maybe for the rush, I understand you can't say call the Olam Gomer. What do you mean call the Olam Gomer? Whoever yanks the star in his hand is not going to help. And if you say whoever gets the money, well, there is no money to one person to grab from the other. So there's no way to say we'll do a test that whoever's really right will win. The low will just win because the money's in his bank account and there's nothing for the Malveh to grab.
If they end up giving him the star, he should then take the star to Besdin, and Besdin will force the payment.
But But the fellow will say, why do I have to pay you? I have income for the previous time we're invested. Why do I have to pay you? Investment already saw that you just yanked the shower in my hand. How is that a valid proof that I have to pay you? I understand you could say, no, but that's the nature of Kol Ha'olam Gavar. But, you know, maybe the answer to Dochak that I'm surprised no one asked this. It's weird. And what is the answer? Okay.
Sure, Rebbe Dovid. Yes. Picture sure Rebbe Dovid.
Or even the one before where he starts the assumption.
No, we're on the cut today. I'm pretty happy to show you.
Maybe it's possible to say that the Tosfos in Bamitzia, he has Svara that it's Chaluka Yechol Yos Emes, that he paid half. So according to Svara, we said before that we don't want Barai Ramai when he doesn't have any, somebody has no shaykhus of the kes money and he'll get it. That's what disturbs us. So according to that Teres of Tosfos, he has shaykhus to half the money.
Yeah, the problem is that the Riva is explicitly saying we don't care about Chaluka Lios Emes, we only care about whether or not there's a Vadei Ramai. That's exactly the Chaf of the Riva, that he says, the Chaluka Lios Emes just not having the Gemara, we really care about Vadei Ramai, because Chaluka Lios Emes is not a way to distinguish between Shtayim Oksin and Zer Mershel of Osai, both of them the Chaluka could be Emes. The only way to distinguish is Vadei Ramai.
Ule Yishomar Delo Shaya Momar Kol the Olam Gavar Al Hamaos Lachain Sarich Lomar Yachloku, meaning because of this funny case where they're fighting about a star, they're really fighting about the Maos, therefore we can't do Kol Olam Gavar, because we can't say whoever grabs the money first wins, because there is no money, the money's in your bank account. And we can't say whoever grabs the star first wins, because even whoever grabs the star first and goes to the Bezdin is not going to win. Maybe that's what that footnote's discussing. Is not going to win. Yes, is not going to win. I think that's what Rina Dovid asked. Is not going to win because... is not going to win because the other guy's going to say, what do you mean you have a star? Everyone knows you grabbed it out of my hand. That will prove I owe you money. And therefore, since we can't do Kol Olam Gavar, we have no choice but to do Yachloku.
Could we say a little bit? I mean, it might be what
I'm
saying. Which is that we never say Kol Olam Gavar when somebody mocks up. So once you're talking about the mama, and I'm already mocks up in mama. So we may have Kol Olam
Gavar. Right. Although, I don't want to say that because we all say Yachloku. Right, exactly.
The reason
I didn't say it that way is because of this, but correct. That's another side of the coin. Okay, maybe we could say, again, it's a little bit of a dochak that we did just can't say Kol Olam Gavar because whoever grabs the shtar is not going to help him when he goes to Beis Din. And there's no such thing as grabbing the money because there's no specific money they're fighting over. And therefore, since you can't do Kol Olam Gavar, you do Yachloku.
Well, I don't understand the last line. The reading, distinguishing between Osi, the palace, and the shtar. So the model is the shtar and the central body. It's where the model is the central body. As opposed to palace, where you always say that. It doesn't seem to fit the same model that you're
But again, it's not that we talk
talking,
that's
so smart.
Okay, but what's Tosfos saying? What Tosfos saying is this: is how can the Gemara says why doesn't Rebbe basically Gemara compares? The Gemara says, and why does Rebbe not say Yachloku by the shtar? In the end, he does. But the Gemara says, why doesn't Rebbe say Yachloku by the shtar? What about the Mishnah Shtayim Osim Talis comparing them? Tosfos says, how can you compare them? One is a Vadei Ramai and one is not a Vadei Ramai, even according to the second shot in the Riva, also even according to the first shot in the Riva. Why does the Gemara, meaning, of course, is why does the Gemara compare them in the first place? One is Yachloku because there's no Vadei Ramai. The other is Yachloku. There is a Vadei Ramai, but we can't do Kol Olam Gavar. So why is the Gemara saying you have to say the same thing? Maybe Rebbe holds one of them and not the other. It's a good question. Look, this is definitely the Achilles heel of the, however you say it, we're basically saying that the Yachloku, the Shtar, is not exactly the same as the Yachloku, the Shtar, also the Talis. It's a kasha on the Riva. It's a kasha on the Riva, even where the second version of the Riva says the kasha. Why? Because Shnayim Ochsim Talis is Yachloku for two reasons. And this is Yachloku for only one reason. So why are you hearing them? All right, I'm leaving a little bit with Tzarek Ian. This is the toughest kasha in the Ritva, and that's why the way Tosa reads out the Ritva. Again, why don't I just ignore these first part, this first word, because the Ramban and Bamsi and others bring down the Ritva this way, right? Ritva, Kifi Shehuva, Be'erov Rishonim. Tosa said this fourth kasha was such a bomb kasha, they had to change his mind. And even then, he didn't think he did a good enough job. Let's just read the Ritva. Odom Riva, right? This Od Pirish Riva, Od Pirish Riva means change of mind, right? The Riva, version 2, right? Right? The, I don't know how to say this. The Od Pirish, we'll call it the Od Pirish Riva. What do I have to think? What is the Od Pirish Riva? The Od Pirish Riva. It's just that it's not even smart. You just combine both these chatzim. What are the oak here, Shiva? When it's oaksin, you always say achloku. When it's not oaksin, it depends on vadais ramai. So here it's ein oaksin, ve yesh vadai ramai. As opposed to the rule is when shnehem oaksin, o. Leka, Vadai Ramai, then you say Yachloku. Why does he say this? Because why do you say Yachloku and Shnayim Adu Bishar? If it was Vadai Ramai, actually both opposite. Why does the word say Kashan about having to say Yachloku by the 300 that Chaim is holding? If it was not opposite, why did the Gemara need that answer? Because even when, even when they're not Osin, if it wouldn't be about it, it wouldn't be Yachol. Correct. Okay, that's the second version. I just combined both stories. I only know of one other answer to your show, but I don't know if they're both of my same Sinta, which is the Rashba. Exactly, precisely. The Rashba of the Bava Metzia throws in a fourth shita that none of the other Rishonim agree with. What does the Rashba say? And I understand why. What does the Rashba say in Bava Metzia? The Rashba says in Bava Metzia that the answer to the steer in Bava Metzia is found in, basically, the Rabbi Tam says the answer is so obvious it doesn't need to be found. The Riva says the answer is found in the Gemara there. The Rashba says the answer found in the Gemara here. You know I didn't ask from Rav Metzia because they already found the answer there in the Gemara here. I know that some sofer wants to stick that into the Riva. What does the Rashba say in Rav Metzia? I don't remember where to put it. Here. All right. The Rashba in Rav Metzia, you know why Shnayim Oksim Metalis is Yachloku? Because, and this is the assumption, because Lech will make all the milsa, it's already answered our Gemara here, says the Rashba, very poshut, ze omer shalavosai is ika lameka halot de milsa. Not like a brother of mine, Lech lameka halot de milsa. Basically, Shnayim Oksim Metalis is Lech lameka halot de milsa, like Shnei Shtaros. Lech lameka halot de Lekha Lamekmala de Milsa. Why? This is a big finish. Really? Shnayim Oksim Metalis, Lekha Lamekmala de Milsa, but you know it's actually not such a big finish because what's the case the Gemara is what's the Okimpa? Stam two people on a talis when you like Lekha Lamekmala de Milsa. Just if we just read the Mishnah, oh, his word. If we just read the Mishnah, then what do you mean? And what does it say here? First, he quotes the Rebbe Chanan, the Rebbe Tam. Then he says, "Me on the acre question, you're really old, the Taris. None of the other Rishonim say you're shining up. Like we go on the Milsa, the color. Like we go on the Milsa, Yachloku from the Gemara in, Cheskin Abatin. Oh, why is it like we go on the Milsa? Because don't just read the Mishnah. you have to read the Gemara also. Right? And this is Naimos of the Talis. I say it's my Talis, you say it's your Talis. What do you mean? Go to a shul and ask everyone else whose Talis is. But the Gemara says, no, it's Zeomer Shaliv, Zeomer Shaliv, Zeomer. One person said I picked it up, the other one person says I, and the Gemara says there's two cases. Either it was Hefker, we both think I picked it up first, or it was Mechahu Memkar, and the seller said, whoever takes it can buy it. I don't care who wants to buy it. And we both claimed I picked it up first. Basically, it's not that we're saying this is always my talis, always your talis. We're saying in one moment, in 1 minute, I'm claiming I picked it up first, you're claiming you picked it up first. Now, Mestama, we already checked. The people who were there that 1 minute, there was no one there. So it's like a lake on the Melsa. That is the Rashba's answer, and the reason the Gemara doesn't ask it is because they don't ask every question that's lekel made with the milsa. They already asked it with the shnei shtaros. The one question is, but in lekel made with the milsa, there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and who do we always pass on like a dini mamad? Shmuel. So why is that explaining yachloka? It should be shuta the dini. So the Rashba explains it because he holds like Rashbam against Rabbeinu Tam. If shooting the dining means an omdada and not arbitrarily rolling dice and picking someone, that makes a lot of sense. You can't have a shooting the dining, so I'm also telling us, because how can the dayanim have an omdada? How can the subject of judgment to figure out who picked up the talis first? How do we possibly know who picked up the talis first? Just like many of you showed them right, that there's no omdada in Zeromer Shalavosai, which I know was controversial. There's also no omdada in Shnayim Oksin de Talis, right? And let's just fill in. The Ein omdada lomar shuda de daimi. And even Shmuel admits to Rav, it's Yechloku, if you can't use your judgment.
Also, there are scholars who talk about people who really understand the question they come. We assume that if you could have brought a riot, you would check that.
Correct. Correct, this will work for the response. Right, again, Rabbeinu Tam couldn't have given this answer. So if he didn't give this answer to Rabbeinu Tam, he would say, so like a Lake of Milsa, you should have done Shuda, because we always elect Shmuel and Dini Mamados, and they should just arbitrarily pick someone. But because the Rashba held like the Rashban, that Shuda meant to make an Omdana, therefore he had no problem answering this this question. And then he had a second answer. He says, the truth is, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, I could have answered. But this is getting very dumb, he says. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Shota Daini, I could have answered that, even Shmuel admits that if they're Ochsin, not that that's a reason not to be called a Lagar. If they're Ochsin, you can't do Shuda the Daini. Ochsin is a reason not to do Shuda the Daini. Okay, that's a big finish. Ochsin is not a reason not to be called the Ongavar, but it's a reason not to shoot and die. But you have to say that called the Ongavar is a seal. The fact that they're Ochsin does not prevent us from being Mistalik. We can always be Mistalik. However, the fact that they are Ochsin prevents us from being shooting and dying because we can't arbitrarily take something from one person and give it to another. Okay, so he can get out of that also. We're not going to put that on the board. Okay, those are important.
It's Rabbeinu Tam in the following sense, in the same way that the Rav creates a Munach in the first part of this, that's where you get the impression that he puts
correct, absolutely.
Should the Dining Kogel? They're close, more closely related.
In this last thing. Okay, you could look at it that way, but okay, it's fine. Let me just ask one question, we'll move on. How does the Rambam hold? The Rambam has to hold one of these four answers, or a fifth, right? How does the Rambam hold about the thing the Gemara never explicitly discusses, right? When did we say, why is Shimos a Metallus, Yachloku, and not Zemar Shalvos, it's called the Ongavar. So if you look at when the Rambam brings down Shimos a Metallus, he just adds one thing that's not in the Gemara at all. Shnayim she'oksim kliyacha, that's oksim kal. So you're rochel gabi ma'achas, that's the same Mishnah above the Tziyah, in the end of the Mishnah. O she'yacha rochel echad mani, that's also in the Mishnah in the Gemara there. Oh, this is a chiddush d'rami, yoshin b'tzad arima shal chiti menach b'sit mokad yosein. They're sitting next to a pile of wheat, which is in an alleyway, or a chatzar they both own. or a chatzar they both own. Meaning, not it's in one of theirs property, then closer to Baraya, it's in neutral property. Then what do? We do Shnayim Osam Metalis Yachlub. So then the question, the Rambam is, why don't we do Kol Da'olam Gavar? And the simple shot is, he's not like Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Chanan, almost Rishonim, because here they're not Osen, they're just sitting next to it. They're not Osen, they're just sitting next to it. Then what is the Shita of the, Rambam? So here, the Hagos by Mamios is my Rami Tok Lashon and Nira Daito Kiritzba Shapirish the Lav Davka Oxen. It must be for the Rambam, Lav Davka Oxen. Rather, he is like the Ritzba. It's against the Magi Mishnah. The Magi Mishnah says that Das Rabbeinu Iker Shlo Chila B'Zeh. The Rambam thinks makes no difference if you're father or my or not father or my. Hagos by Mamios said that the Rambam is like the Riva, that it he doesn't say which version of the Riva. What? Ritzva and Riva are the same person. Yes, I've got a problem. There was an earlier Riva in the Bali Tosos, his name was not Yitzhak, but it would be nice if, you know, there was, I think, Rav Yaakov and Usher, he was always called Riva, or Yitzhak, then Avram, I think, was always called Ritzva, but that would be nice, but it's not true. Ritzva and Riva are the same person. But somehow he says the Rambam must be Lav Davka Oxen. The Rambam must be Lav Davka Oxen. Also, I don't think this must be Lav Davka Oxen. And okay, he didn't think, no one thought of it. The Rashbir says that goes by Marios that. The Magi Mishnah say the Rambam is not Mechal Pi Vader and my father of mine. But the Agos Mamanios says, no, he must be, because he's not Mechal Pi Oxen or not Oxen. He says you split it even if they're not Oxen. So it must be, even things it depends on Vadai Ramai and not Vadai Ramai. And they're sitting next to a pile of wheat. It's not necessarily Vadai Ramai. You just have to make it okay. It's not that one is saying, it's my wheat, I harvested from my field and I don't know who you are. And the other one says, my wheat, I harvested my field, I don't know who you are. Rather, they're arguing over, I don't know, who found this pile of wheat first, who bought this pile of wheat first, when they split up the shukmas, who got this pile of wheat. Yeah, thinking of kinta, they're saying tainas, which could be a misunderstanding. What? What's the possible Gerard de Mamona here? Why is this a Gerard de Mamona?
Meaning the same way Shnayim Oxen did. Meaning it's
No, the Merck says Shnayim Oxen is Lav Gerard de Mamona in Bava Metzia.
It's not.
Doesn't the Gemara say Mefurish is not a Gerard de Mamona? Now, again, it could be that Gerard de Mamona is something different there, but simple shot, it doesn't.
There he says it's not. He says, yeah.
Where?
In the case in Tosas Lepicha, there he says, possibly move the left Jordan.
By Zeller Shell of Osai.
Yeah.
There's no Jordan on it, but the Gemara says also Tiger Shell of Palace is not a Jordan. Okay. Anyway, Viter, however, says the tour, he has a different shot in the Rambam. Says the tour, no. My Shah and the Rambam said the Torah, cost of Rambam, Shlaim, Oxen, the Clear, Shah, Yoshi, Shah, Raymond, etc. Asher, the return of Lomar, came and Shimonach, the Sintu, Shumakam, Arai, Likno, Shashnaim, Yoshi, Mitzida, Chasuki, Lashnaim, Mitzakim, Ba. He makes a sharp diuk in the Rambam. First of all, I'm not such a fan of the How Goes My Mother is Here, I must admit. Because the basic problem is, according to the Goes My Mother is Here, he says, Daito kehar ritzva. Now, again, if he just means, he says, according to this va, the Rambam should have said it. They're sitting next to every Michel Kitim. He should have said it depends what they say. Do they say something which has vade ramos, or do they not say something which has vade ramos? Meaning, Iker Chasam not safe for that if I'm holding like Ritzvah. I should have said, if they say, this is my pile of wheat for my field, this is your pile, I see my pile of wheat for my field, then call the Olam Gomer. But if they say something which could be misunderstood, the Rebbe should have to make that Okemta. I mean, that's crazy. A, I think that I'm going, you can't trust me. I can't accept the gospel. Then the Rebbe should have said, make it Okemta, whether it's by the Ramayana. I should mention that. B, the Rebbe says they're sitting next to a pile of wheat in a simta or a chotzer shel shneihem. What does he not say? I know he doesn't say chetzer shel achim, because that's obvious, right? But what else does he not say? Rishut Rabin or chotzer she'eno shel shneihem. Why doesn't he say rishut Rabin or chotzer she'eno shel shneihem? And what are you going to say? Oh, it's not shchiyak to piles of wheat in rishut Rabin? I don't know. It certainly would be a chotzer she'eno shneihem. It would be chotzer she'eno shel shneihem. Right, why does the Rambam say simtan chotzer shel shneihem and not rishut the Rambam chotzer she'eno shel shneihem? You know, meaning the Rambam doesn't say any hint that it depends on this ramos or not. But he does say a hint that it depends what kind of property it is. He goes out of his way to say simta chotzer shel shneihem la'afuke rishut the Rambam chotzer she'eno shel shneihem. It has to be for a reason. So look over the Torah is right. That Torah. And the Magid Mishnah, L'chor would agree. All the Magid Mishnah says, he gets a sign point, says the Rambam is not the Rishon. He doesn't care about, he's actually contrasting with Rashi. He doesn't care about the answer to this question right now. But L'chor, he would have, L'chor, I don't know, process elimination, let's say he might agree with the Torah. But the Torah says very clearly, what's the Shabbat in the Rambam? Look, what's unique about a simta? In a simta, we could both have rights on the property to be kone. Right? Simta is an alleyway. It's funny, you might think an alleyway is a shirabim, but it's very clear it's not true. In a simta, I'm kona anything which is in my daladamos, and shirabim I'm not. In a chotzer shel shneihem, I'm kona anything, if I get first next to it, etc. In a chotzer she'eina shel shneihem, I can't be kona at all. What do you mean? It's not my chotzer, not your chotzer. We can't be kona each other. I mean, they're rather clearly out of the six kinds of property, two of which they're not worth talking about. It's totally my reason, totally yours. So I understand we left that out. The other six kinds of property, you put the two that you can make a kinyan on and left out the two you can't make a kinyan on. Meaning the two that are considered your property in a weak sense, and he left out the two that are not considered your property. That can't be coincidence. It obviously must mean something. I think it's machrach that the Torah is right, that the Rambam's are made top, ochsin shiny, but what's the point? Ochsin doesn't have to mean in your hand. Ochsin can also mean if it's in my, house. And the answer is, Rishus HaRabim, neither of us are ochsin. Gol Olam Gomer. Chotzer she'eino shel shneihem. Again, leaving out the chotzer she'eino shel shneihem, I think, is a bigger deal. Because the Dilka, you say he left Rishus HaRabim because no one ever puts piles of wheat in Rishus HaRabim, which I don't like either. But you can't say no one ever puts piles of wheat in chotzer she'eino shel shneihem, right? He could have said nothing. That's also true. He could have said nothing. Obviously, making a deal. Why? Simta, we're both oxen because we both own the simta. And therefore, it's in both of ours rishus. Chatzar shall say, and we obviously both own the chatzar, it's in both of ours rishus. We're both oxen. That's the case of oxen. Simta, the kinshnet, simta is like chatzar shall say, but that's not the Rambam's kinshnet. It's both rishus, that everyone owns the rights to a simta. So simta and chatzar shall say are shnayim oxen. And we're just around Chas Shem Shal Shem are not Shnayim Oksen, and therefore the Rama only says Simta and Chas Shal Shem. I think it's Mukrach. The Rama is like the Rita Tam, not to mention that the Rimi Gash here is like the Rita Tam, and the Rama often follows his Rebbe, the Rimi, quote unquote, the Rimi Gash.
I think that allows for this axiomatic that Rama didn't make that case. It came from someone. I don't remember if I saw this in the episode or not, because I looked at it a few weeks ago. But Rabbi, the Rimi Gash, that's exactly what the Rimi Gash means, and he says, Radim Nami Hintabami, Ahum Nidib Rishus of Rifanam.
Yeah, Ahum Nidib Rishus are right. He's just quoting the Rimi Gash. The Rimi Gash is saying it not to follow Rimi Tam, to follow Rimi Hanan, Ominastam, to follow the Shicha Rimi Tam. It's Mokrach, who am I to argue in the Gospel of Honios? But it seems Mokrach that the Torah is correct, that the Rambam is like Rimi Tam. I just point out one Kasha of the Evna Azal. What's the kash of the Evan Uzzel? The kash of the Evan Uzzel is this. He says, by chotzer shel shneihem, that's easy, that's a Rimi Gash, right? Simta is funny because the Gemara says clearly, who owns something in the Simta? Everyone gets a Dalet Amos in the Simta. What if we both come to Dalet Amos? Who owns the Dalet Amos in the Simta? Whoever got there first. owns the Dalet Amos in the, or better yet, no, he says a little sharper. What does the Eben Uzzel say? He says, print them out somewhere, he says that whoever puts his stuff in the Simta, owns it. Whoever puts his stuff in the Simta gets to, it's going to the Bailam the Simta while his stuff is sitting there. Okay, the nuzzle. Right, that's what he says. He says one problem. He says, the Rambam writes this, what's his kasha? His kasha is, Mikam makam hakaim on the big navel of tikna dalat amos, umkin or maile in mosa. Whoever puts his stuff in the Simta is considered the owner of that dalat amos. Again, if it does not have the dalat amos in the Simta, it's a tachan rabbanan. So therefore, hold on, if it's really my wheat, it's only in my property, not in yours. If it's really your wheat, it's only your property, not in mine. So how can you say Shnayim Osim? After all, only one of us is Ocheis, and we don't know who. If only one of us is Ocheis, and we don't know who, then it's not Shnayim Osim. That's his kasha. His kasha is in Chatzin Shal Shem, the Chatzin Shal Shem. But in the Simta, it's a Tekanad Rabbanan, that whoever's wheat it is considered to be in his Rishas. And whoever the God, if it's not considered to be in his Rishas Nimsa, the Kana Numasa Yalabala Chepetz. That's his Kasha on the Shad in the Rama. I think strong Kasha, he's saying Simta is not really Chatzar Shal Shnehem, because really only the Chatzar are the owner, because Midrabbanan, they were only gave the Dalet Amos the Simta to the owner.
With that question seems to assume that Chatzar, then according to the Rambam, why does he have to actually
pay that? What?
By chotzer, just the
fact that
it's
my chotzer, why do I have to actually carry that? Because it could be that in a chotzer shal shnehem, if only one guy sitting there can hear his chotzer this hour.
If it didn't power Amos, he's saying that since the Dafka didn't have power, that's like, based on that, it's like a Kenyan power Amos.
Yes.
But that's what Ram is saying.
You're saying that it's just sitting next. Why would sitting next be different in a Simta? That's an interesting question. What if one guy is sitting next to the other guy's not sitting next to him? The Rama implies otherwise, right?
Right.
Okay, maybe that the good enough, if this gets in the sixth paragraph of the dark, maybe in a Chatzal Shnehem, each guy owns it while he's using it. If only one guy is sitting next to it, maybe it's only his concert for that.
Is that going to be defined by Dalet Amos also?
No.
So then the Simta and the Chatzal are totally different categories for the Rama?
No, that's his concept. He has to answer. Yeah, Dave, you could say
the
common denominator.
Well, according to Evan Azel, the starting point is what I'm asking. Meaning, he has a separate caption. But now that he has a starting point, but by Sinza, it's only the person who's there first. So therefore, they're not really saying something. But what I'm saying is that question is predicated on the so, which is by simply thinking it's a king of Baladams.
Right.
In case, the Rambam says it's the same din as the Chatzar Shel Shnehem, which is clearly not about Baladams.
And I have to think about that.
Anyway, the Lemaisa, basically what he's saying is saying that you can't say in a Simta they're both mamish holding on to it. Because in a Simta, only the owner has the rights to the land underneath, not the thief. So here it gets a little tricky. Now, I don't know, maybe you could have come up with some other clever answer. I don't know. He says an interesting answer. He has a Chakira, which I mentioned yesterday. I just didn't see it last year. I didn't know they have an Uzzel cleared this Chakira explicitly. He says a Chakira, two ways of understanding where Tom Rabbi showing. Is it that if we did a multiple variety and Koma Shatok, the other show, Adam Hareza Shalom? Or maybe say, no. It's not Midin Motzvah of Haraya. Really, if two people are grabbing it, neither one is Mukhtar. It's just, and this I thought maybe was a little Maduik in the language of the Tosos Rib in the beginning of Metzia, although, you know, it's not Mukhtar at all. He says, because we don't say Kalda only Gvar if it's Oksin, because we shouldn't say to one guy, beat up your friend and take away something that he's already, that he's already holding. Meaning, it's a mania to call the Olivar. Maybe you could say second svara, which is that we prefer call the Olivar, but taking something away from someone who's holding it is too violent. Right? But
it's not proper to tell someone to grab from another's rishus.
Okay, it's not proper to tell someone to grab from another's rishus. That's the hafir of the Ibn Azal here, Claris. He says, with the intervening time rule, we show them what is pshat. Is pshat that it's muhsak and it's a done deal, nothing to talk about? Or is it just a mania to say tov ha'udbar? Right, what does it say? His first thought is, old name of the ikar time the osu vigil nucha looks like kobol and gvar. It's just a reason not to say. It's just a reason not to say kobol and gvar. Onema shahen verhu the osu shayin the chasvina ki ukolach and yeshal bade achitzi. So if you say it's as because each one already has half here, each one doesn't have half, and doesn't explain the Rama. But if you say so, you can't say kobol and gvar, take away something that your friend's already holding. Then in the Sitta, the rightful owner is already holding it, even though we don't know who it is. So we can't tell the other guy to take it away, even though they're not both holding, the rightful owner is holding it. And therefore, we have no right to say called Olin Gavar. So says the Evna Azel. He says, how can the Rabbi say Osin Shiny? After all, in the Sitta, only the rightful owner is okay. So I don't know, maybe there's another answer to this question I haven't thought of. Only the rightful owner is okay. Says it's not no problem because he doesn't have the first derech of bringing time shari showing you the second derech. It's just a mania to say called olin gvar. You don't need them both to be osin to have a mania for called olin gvar. As long as the rightful owner is okay, that's a mania to say called olin gvar. That's the Evna Uzzel's chaf in the Rambam. And again, I thought maybe this would be a little bit in the lush on the Tosas Rid, although I'm not promising because his lush was. Came and should be yadam lo arina lo called the olim gavar she'ain zed din she'namar lo olim to cope with the chalak totzi should be yadam with tizkevo. It sounds like just it's not proper to say called the olim gavar in that case.
I have an answer question.
What?
I thought the question was
asked. Question I didn't know that only one of them is mosa, not both.
Therefore,
since one of them is mosa, you can't say.
Yeah, how can you say afloat? And the answer is by saying, well, we couldn't say called the olim gavar.
Yeah, exactly. This is the assumption of many of these answers that whenever you can't say called the olim gavar, you have no choice but to say afloat.
Was what? We shouldn't say called
on the bar? Yes.
Well,
we shouldn't say called on the bar just like Zemo Shel Avosai. And if your answer is Shang Osen Shiny, here it's not Shang Osen.
Why not?
Because only one of them is Opus.
It's a Mela that you can't say called on the bar. I don't
know. Why not?
It's one of the Opus.
So?
How can you say called on the bar? I don't get it.
That's basically what he's. Okay, then.
I don't understand the question and answer.
Okay, and so don't say it's a question and answer. Say it as a ha'ara. He says, well, the point is that you can't, say it as a ha'ara. The point of the Rambam, according to the Torah, is that you can't say called the Olam Gavar because someone has an achiza here. When someone has an achiza, you can't say called the Olam Gavar, which proves that it's not a chalukah to the both mosa, it's chalukah, it's a chalukah because you can't say called the Olam Gavar. Okay, my turn. Rabosai, I think we're ready for today's shir. What?
We did number one.
We did number one. That's okay. I just want to briefly, Chaim, when you get a chance, point out I don't have a lot of chidushim to say this. We've mentioned a gazillion times about folks that shuvah d'ayin, right? That does shuvah d'ayin mean due subjective judgment, or does shuvah d'ayin mean assignment arbitrary? I think you're always better on that side than you're going to clutch at the window.
No, you can tell me. The customers tell me that all the time.
He wants to do it straight, because otherwise it's the name.
That's right. That's right.
If you do it straight, there's all the
time. Bombing soda, that's the
commercial. Yeah. I can't do it straight either. Okay.
No, you're fine.
The nature of your incarceration. I'm still not doing any weddings. Anyway, Rabosai, I mentioned briefly my folks that shoot at Daimi, right? The Rashbam says it's make it own to know what makes more sense based on the circumstances. And Rabbi Tam says, give it to whoever you want. This is a machloket rishonim all over Shas. I just put some of the rishonim on the course sheet. Rashi and Kiddushin is like the Rashbam, meaning the Rashbam got it from his grandfather, Lechora. He says, Mishi is not nearly Hadayim Lomar, nearly Shazel Yorogil Etzlo Yoser Lazah. I think this guy was closer than the other guy, meaning. It's not arbitrarily whoever you want. So then, I think this guy was closer, so he probably gave it to him. They had a closer relationship. So the Rashi is like the
Rashbam. I think it's pretty clear the Rambam is also like the Rashbam, because when the Rambam quotes Shnei Shtaros, Shudin Daini, remember we always pass like Shmuel, he says, Kol Shadaitam Noteh, Daitam Noteh, their mind leans. Laham it says to the Yad Yominu. Daitam Noteh already sounds more like Rashi and the Rashbam, not whoever they want. Whoever their Das is Noteh, but it's more explicit in the case of the guy who says Nechasai Letovia, right? That was the case in Ksubas not taking the base, and there are two Tovias, so we don't know who he gave his property to. Said the Rambam there, and Zatim Atana Pekin Aleph. Yasu the Yonah Moshe Yerulahem. Call me Shadaita Nota Shel Zeh Omar Nosumlo. Whoever their Das imply, the Das caused them to believe that this is the guy he meant, etc. I think the Rambam is pretty clear that the Rambam would be like Rashi and the Rashbam, but it means they use their subjective judgment, what he calls Netiyas Hadas, not a proof, but Netiyas Hadas is a subjective judgment.
It's psychologically, like the
okay, fair enough. Yes.
Rashi talks about Lomar Nira Lee. He talks about this by a judge Nira Lee. In the Rambam, he talks about Dayanim, plural, isn't it?
Pashtas Rashi also means Dayanim. He's just not being Medayek. And hold on, where's the Rashi here? In the Kedushin, because there it says Naman Dayan. Okay, maybe you can make an Okemta that somebody there Rekabel one Dayan or something. It's an interesting question. But Yochid Mumcha, can he do Shidduch Dayanim? It might be easier if you say it's subjective judgment than arbitrarily. You're right, there does sound in the Kedusha Dafka sounding as one die. And okay, for some reason there was one die. Yes, let's get to that. Let's get to that. So again, give me a second. In Shuda the Daini, we have a big machlokes. Rashi and the Rambam are like the, and some others are like the, what is Rabbi Gershom here say on the side? What does he say? Whoever they think he was closer to. Clearly, he's like the Rashbam. So, what do you do with Shuda? Is it subjective judgment? Right? We already explained this as previously. Shuda. Is it Das Nota? That is Rashi, Rabbi Gershom, the Rashbam, Rashi not here, obviously. The Rambam is pretty clear. The Meiri takes that approach as well. I didn't put on the Bakura sheet. Or do you say nope? Mashi Yirtzei Yaseh, do whatever he wants. It sounds a little funny. What's the point? The point is that we really do not believe in subjective judgment, so don't fool yourself. If you're going to be arbitrary, just be arbitrary. And that is famous as the Shita of Rebbe Tam, and basically all the Rishonei Svarad follow him, meaning the Midrash of the Rush also says it here, and the Ramban, Ubeit Midrash show, tell me, etc. All agree with Rabbi Tam that it is arbitrary. The big raya is from the Yerushalmi. What does the Yerushalmi call it? Shuchta de Daini. Shuchta de Daini. The kasha is, hold on a second, can you really give Shochad? Can you really give Shochad accord? Meaning, it's just a bidding war for the Dayan, says Rabbi Tam. Theoretically, you have Shokha, but there's a technical problem, right? What is he saying? If so, then it's ridiculous. They'll just bribe the Dayan. It'll just be a bidding war. That's silly. Yishlomo called Dayan. I love Dayan. No, you lose your Chalos Dayan by taking Shokha, and if you're not a Chalos Dayan, then you can't do it anymore. It's here. I'm a little misopak.
The Nimuke comes out point blank. Sorry, if we take Shokha.
Yes, the Nimuke Yosef does not say Rebbe Tam. What does he say? He says, what does he mean by this? Does he really mean to argue in a time and say you can manage bribe the judge in a case of Shuda? Here, the Rabban, who obviously the Yosef is a Gilgal of, right? Talmud. The Rabban says that he says the same thing.
Shetzorach nimtza shetzorach mitin shochel v'dayanim. Then he adds v'ukalosh and guzman. No, it was a guzman, not that you actually eat shochel as a dayanim. So I'm not sure if Rabbi Yosef also means that it's a guzma, or he literally means you bribe the judges. It would be very, very strange to literally bribe the judges. Right?
What about the lashon of
shochel? So, Rabbi Yotam says, nope, shochad is mafkia, the shame dayan, and then it's not a shoot of dayan, then you're not a dayan. The, it would be very weird. Maybe then Muke Yosef says, in a hanami, you take shochad. It's so hard to imagine that to be true. Maybe he just means the guzma, he just thinks it goes without saying that it's a guzma. So he doesn't use the word guzma. It's a little hard to imagine that would be true. Oh, why can't you give shochad? Maybe the answer is like you made a time, because that's maftia, the shame, dying if you give shochad. Does anyone think it's true? Maybe you'll say.
He keeps on going even more, because it must sit out. It's clear from what the Luke Yosef is saying that he can give it to his friend. Forget the shochad.
That's fine. And says the Rabban, the shochta lashon guzma. Right, you put Rabbi and Tom together with Rabban. Really can't give shochad, then he's out of dayan. It's just a lashon guzma. Doesn't Rabbi Yosef think you can really give shochad?
Doesn't Rabban say that it's considered shochad because you're using man and you're giving it to a Tom and Chacham, and it's not related to the issue and Rabban, but you love to do that. In that sense, it's shochad.
Right. Correct. Meaning, but he's still lashon guzma. Right?
Yes.
Yes. It's biased, not shochad. Right. Right. The real, and one of the, yes, one of the places this comes up nicely is in where is it, in Ksubas, when they discuss a guy in the chas of the Tovia, there are two Tovias. If one Tovia does Hamachacham, he wins. Why if one Tovia does Hamachacham, does he win, right? So that's really the question that they come up with, right? Lama, no stem, let Tovia, that's really where it comes up. Here, it's this is like the best place where the Mashlok comes up. Here he says why, because Mistama Ratza the Chos Shel Talmud Torah, right? Hachzokas. Talmud Torah with name Moshe, right? The guy died in front of the house at the Tobiah. It's an Omdana. If we know which Tobiah, if there are two Tobiahs and one of Tam Chacham, obviously when people die, obviously they want to get Tzchuyos because they want to go up and not down.
And that's what we know is wrong.
That's why I made respond. What did the Rebbe Tam say? They said, Bashan. Why? Because the Dayanim, why? Tell me, Dave. Why Talmidei Chachamim more? And not that they like being halacha, we are supposed to like Talmidei Chachamim more, right? They got to like Talmidei Chachamim. After all, you can give it to whoever you want. So if it's too common, come to our rats and do what you want. But if not, then Pasha, you should support a Talmud Chacham. If you have free money to give out, shouldn't you give it to a Talmud Chacham?
Well, why go to these extremes? I mean, it's clear in other places, like Shabbos Aveda with Simon, Talmud Chacham, you trust more. Why come up with
no, because the case of the Tovia was not a matter of trustworthy. The guy was dying. He says, I'm giving all my nechassim to Tovia. There are two Tovias. It's not a matter of trust me. Both then say, I hope he meant me. Right? I mean, it's not a matter of, the guy said, my nechassim go to Tovia. Neither Tovia has any opinion. I mean, they have a preference, but neither Tovia has any opinion. Neither one's lying telling him to. They both say, I would love it to be me. So we say, shoot it and die me, and we give him Talmud Chacham. Shoot it and die me. They're both the same. If not, you give him Talmud Chacham. Why? So obviously, this is just a good illustration. It says the Rush here. He says, I have a good raya for one side. It's not really such a good raya, but what does Rabbeinu Chananel say? Maybe an afkamina could be Rabbeinu Chananel. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say in Tosos? The second thing he says, oh, Pierce, the dafka dayin mumcha osa shuda. Only a dayin mumcha can make shuda dayin. Why? Because in Ksuba Tzadidala Rebeis, there was a case of Shnei Shtaros where we hold like Shmuel Shudah Dainim or Shei Shes Paskin, and he made a few mistakes. But one of his tainas was, oh, I did Shudah Dainim. He really didn't think it was Shudah Dainim. He made a mistake. He said, okay, but at the very least, I gave it someone Shudah Dainim. So Rav Nachman says, first of all, you didn't mean she didn't die in Yisrael Tzadik. But second of all, he says, I'm a die and you're not. I didn't shoot at the die, you're not you. So Rav Sheshes didn't do shoot at the die. So why couldn't Rav Sheshes do shoot at the die? He was obviously a Talmid Chacham. The answer is because he wasn't the Dayan Mumcha. He wasn't an ordained, ported Dayan. Okay, that's the Svara of, that's the Masorah from Rabbeinu Chanan. Al Tosfos says that's reasonable because, unlike his other Masorah, he had another Masorah that I can't figure out for the life of me. We only do Shudu Dayan by Karka, not by the Talpilin, said Rabbeinu Chanan. Why he said that? We'll see if we can figure out. But like, what's the svara? I have no idea. I haven't seen anyone give a svara. Why you should do dining by karka that was also. What is Tosa say about it? Tosa says, ain't near the read. Why? His dispute not to say, and didn't it says, I give money to a shliach to give to someone, and then he dies before he gets there. The shliach can do whatever he wants. He turned to the sender, or give it to the heirs of the, complicated case there, of the recipient. Well, I feel Shuda is better. So Shuda can be done even by Stam Shliach. Okay, I'm not convinced that's a right man, but I'll just say, that doesn't mean the same kind of Shuda. that's not talking about Bezdin. That's, of course, a different kind of Shuda. The Shuda of Shliach just means that one man never held the guy who wanted the Shliach to use his that sort of open to the guy wanted the shliach to do what he wants. Okay, that's not in the realm of this, not even comfortable. Because the guy wasn't judging it, just a shliach. That's so far away, there's not a riot. But it doesn't matter. I can't figure out Rabbeinu Chanan's svara. Like, why should it only be karka, not talpilin? It seems very intriguing, but I can't figure out a svara.
Shuda d'dayna, they're making an estimation of what's happened. By karka, the karka is always going to be there. So if later on, even though someone says once you do it, you can't change back. But then you can change back here. The karka's still there. The kesef could be gone. Long guy, it's gone. The karka's still staying here.
Ah, that's interesting. The Bach says that. That it's an insurance policy. In the Talmud, we don't want to do shuda. Because if we're wrong, then we can't recover it.
A little different.
What does the Bach say?
Very similar. The efsharut lak notam, in the Talmud, the efsharut lak notam in the Sira.
And therefore?
So therefore, you would have done Masira. Why are you doing with Shtarot?
What? As a case, they stole it from one.
Yeah, how about any other case? Why don't we say shouldn't die in any other case in the world? That's an interesting story of Morty's, that because Shouldn't die me is a stab in the dark, right? Meaning, let's say this. Shouldn't die me versus, the Rabbeinu Chanan doesn't say what it is versus. However, the Mordechai in Subas quotes him explains that rather into Yachloku in the Talmud. If perhaps part of the svara is that Shuda D'dayni is the minimum chance of being wrong, because 50% chance I'm wrong. Yachloku is 100% chance I'm wrong, or 99% chance I'm wrong. But it's more fair in minimizing damage to innocent parties. Then I think Mordechai's right. What's the cop shooting the dining? I don't want to pass him something wrong, so I'll pick one of you. But it's not fair because it causes more of a loss to the innocent. You know what? It's not such a loss to the innocent. He can always, even though we say it's like a leg wall, you have to say like a leg wall, and Elsa, you have to walk a tightrope here, means, but theoretically, it just means unlikely, but you never know. What? Yeah, okay, you're right. I don't know. Okay, but anyway, Rabosai. Okay, I don't understand this, but this Rabbeinu Chanan says it has to be a Dayan Mumcha. It has to be a Dayan Mumcha. Says the Rush here. Says the Rush here. What does he say? He says, again, everyone who disagrees with Rahal says, Shaykh, even in Metaplin, there's nothing you can do about that. And he says, V'madar tali v'rayus usfaras fir, sheish lo yachol adin din tali v'rayus. It's the matter of using your judgment. For sheish didn't have judgment. V'madar tali v'rotza da'ayin nichash rav napshay da'ayin mo kami p'yirish v'lusay poch v'yabarit nisha yirtzat. The Rush wants to say that this is enough to mean the Chakira. Mumcha meaning not just expert. Mumcha meaning appointed by the Beit Shkalusa officially, you know, what do they call it? You know, do you need not just someone who knows Toshe Mishpat? Do you need someone who's appointed by the Rabbanut? Right, an official diet. Says the Rush, this is Raya for a meeting of time. Says the Ra, yes. And says the Rush, Umikan Raya the Rabbeinu Tam. Why? It's a matter of subject and judgment. You should just need to be smart. But if it's a matter of just arbitrarily giving away money, maybe not arbitrarily giving away money, that's already bordering on Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. To arbitrarily give away money, you need to have a position of authority. You have the right to do whatever you want with money. And therefore, you need to be a Dayan, a Dayan Mokhe. Why?
You could say that's the way to determine Kapha, or you could say differently, which is that whole shot in Rashi and the Shari Shonen is that his das is no that towards this person in a legitimate way. But if he's not a mokta, maybe it's just that he has an idea for that person to be by himself. Meaning, which is exactly meaning. Yeah, he's saying Kapha, he did. He's not a mokta.
Okay. Yeah, truth is, you could have been Doche. So what? After all, Rabbeinu Chananel is before Shtubara. When are you going to say back? So, how are they going to say back to the Rush? So, you could say anything not objective requires a Dayan Mokhe. By the way, there's some Rishonim say we don't do shooting nowadays because no one would want that. You could say, no, anything that's not objective requires, after all, two people's subjective judgments. You know, what makes your subjective judgment valid? Only because you are a Dayan Mokhe. Or you could always say, like, Mukhe Yosef. I'm not saying Mukhe Yosef holds against the Rabbeinu Tam. Here he doesn't. But the Mukhe Yosef there in Tsuba says that you don't need a Dayan Mokhe. But that's not what he says. He says, the whole thing is, you think Rosh Hashanah wasn't a Dayan Mokhe? That's ridiculous. It just means that if there are two judges in town for shooting dying, you have to go to the bigger one, not the smaller one. The bigger judge has the right, not the smaller judge. Meaning, you could say that Rabbeinu Chananel is wrong. You don't need Dayan Mokhe. If there is a Dayan Mokhe, you have to go to him. You have to go to the bigger one. Again, it's based on Mukhe Yosef, or you could reject Rabbeinu Chananel. Oh, it says right there, I'm a mokha, you're not a mokha. He just meant you have no right to judge it instead of me, but not that you need a mokha, right? You can reject Rabbeinu Chananel and say that the problem was just that Rav Nachman was there. It's not that Rosheshes wasn't good enough. Now again, we also think Rosheshes was mokha. So it's not, he's not trying to answer the question, but it's similar to him. You could say that it doesn't mean you didn't need a Dayan Mokhe. Rabbeinu Chananel might be wrong. Maybe you don't need a Dayan Mokhe if you hold a subjective judgment. It's just that if there is a Dayan Mokhe, the non-Mokhe has no right to paskin instead of him. If it's Dabar Pasha, then okay, why waste the Mokhe's time? Why waste the biggest expert's time on something Pasha? If something's not Pasha, then you have to go to the biggest expert in town. So it's not necessarily a Raya. Maybe not mean it, but it's Manazeh. You know, can we judge Shuda the Daini? If you hold he is like Rabbeinu Chananel, maybe not. If you hold that Rabbeinu Chananel is wrong, if you reject Rabbeinu Chananel, then maybe you still can. Okay, that's all I want to say about Shuda the Daini. I've never seen anyone do Shuda the Daini. Someone writes we don't do B'zman HaZeh. Who writes we don't do B'zman HaZeh? Yeah, that's different. Who talked about Hagos Ashri. What did Hagos Ashri say right here in the back of our Gemara? Says that Hagos Ashri in Simen Chaf Gimel, Abba Bismanazen near the Chaluka Adif Gravelo Dinu Shuda. Rabbi Chetzkel, which means based on Tosos, he understood that that was what Tosos was saying. That nowadays, you can't just shoot a Daini. Okay, that could be it, but it comes out of the Reina Chanano. Okay, let's move on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara of Bosai. Every once in a while we read Gemara.
My shnamei hadithan hamachle par bechamer v'yolda v'chena mocher shemchas v'yolda zemer ashlo macharti yolda zemer shlokach v'yolda yachloku. Ah, how come that's yachloku? How come machle par bechamer is yachloku, but over here it's how come machle par bechamer is yachloku, but over here it's kolda? How come Rav Nachman says kolda olam gabar, but Machl Par Bechamor says Yachloku again, whether or not it says Yachloku is the Telstam Rasmul Maishnap or not. We're not going to deal with that today. Let's assume it says Yachloku, right? At least some percent. How come that's Yachloku and this is called the Olam Var? That is one possible way of reading the question. What does that assume? That Machl Par Bechamor is? If we're asking a question from Machlok Par Bechamor on Rav Nachman, who says we're asking a question of Rav Nachman, by the way? A lot of Rishonim, right? The first shot in Rashba, right? It sounds like his old shot, right? Kasha Rav Nachman. So what's the Kasha of... What's the Kusha from Machlev Para Bachamor? Why am I saying? Because we already know there's a difference if it's Ikor Lekolekol and Milsa. So what is the first shot? Is that this is Ikor Lekolekol and Milsa. According to the Rishpah, it's Pashat Ikor Lekolekol and Milsa. Remember, the Rishpah speaks to be possible. It's certainly possible to make Lekolekol and Milsa. Although lots of you showed it, you think it's probable somehow. but one shot is that Machlev Para Bechamor is called Igolamekolatimilsa. It's possible the response to say that because he thinks it's possible. It's certainly possible, but other Rishonim would also say that it's likely if they want. You never know. Machlevar Bechamor, I'd be happy if only the response to most Rishonim say Igolamekolatimilsa. And therefore, the stira is what's the stira? The stira is how come Ze Omer Shela Bosai is called the Olam Gavar, but Machlev Para Bechamor is Yachloku. And the answer is Hasam Lahai Is Lajordon, Lahai Is Lajordon, Hafi Demar, Lo Demar, Demar, Lo Demar. And the answer is this is Dror de Mamona, and this is, doesn't use that luster, but obviously this is not Dror de Mamona. To both them. That's one way of reading our Gemara. Who reads the Gemara that way? The Rashbam and Tosos read that way. Dim Rasul on a bit, Drora de Mamona. What does Tosos say? He says, there it's Drora de Mamona. Abol Hacha, Bezeh Omer Shalav, Vosayim, and he called Olivar. He clearly understands the contrast is called Olivar. This is the Rashbam himself, Tosos. And I think most Rishonim, the Yad Rama clearly reads this way, the Riffin Subas reads this way in brackets. There are many, there are Bayer Minion and the Rabbanim with Rasho, the Riffin Subos reads this way, because the Riff says, the Riff says, from the fact that they asked because what did the Riff say in Ksubas? He said, why don't we say Yachluk by Shnei Shtaros? There's no Drar D'Amona. Why don't we say Yachluk by Shnei Shtaros? Because earlier. Mikem Ashnin and Hacha the Ikadrar Mona Lamar, Ikadrar Loma Shin Hacha Mishnei Shtaros. They answer the steer of Nachman Machlok Para, but they don't answer the steer of Nachman Shnei Shtaros by Drar D'Mamona. That proves that Shnei Shtaros had no Drar D'Mamona.
obviously it doesn't make me more sane. I'm just making a deal. Okay, so the Rebbe Mitzvah, that's not really Nakti. Says the Ramah, and the Rebbeinu Yonah, and the Ramban of Beit Midrashot. If you want, you can look them all up. They are all here. However, the Rashbam quotes the Yesh Omrim, right? The Rashbam quotes a Yesh Mefarshim. Rashbam Beshem Yesh Mefarshim. What did the Rashbam say in the name of the Yesh Mefarshim? That no, that the case of Machlok Parvacham is like, how are we supposed to know if we give birth first or give birth second? Right, the stomach, they checked if there are any Edim, and, you know, I traded, again, what happened? You pulled the chamor over there. At the time, the cow was over there by itself. We show up, it has a calf. We don't know when the calf was born. How are we supposed to be able to write this back and forth to them? It's one thing that happened in 1 second, and there's no way to find out. If you ask me just common sense, I would say selectively for the Delta. He says, though, machlit para bechamor equals leka lemekam Allah dimilsa. And what's the stira? It's called stira to zemur shalavosai. What do you mean? That's it. He'll make a lemilsa. The stira is that shnei shtaros lefi Shmuel is shooted at dahi. But machlit parabachamor is Yachloku, and the answer is you know what the answer is? The short Ramona. And this has no George of Ramona. Okay, the Yahuwah's reason, but does anyone, the Rashbam rejects the Yeshua Farshim on technical grounds. He says, if there's a dispute in Machapur B'chamer Shnei Shtoros, why would it be in Shmaimos? Why would it be in the Inkat of the bottom? This is the sugya of Rav Nachman. Why are you doing a student to other things? Sugya of Nachman, also it's a kasha of Rav Nachman. Okay, it's not such a strong proof because after all, the Gemara does things like that sometimes. Correct. correct, but I guess he wants to say that even not a question, so even though it shouldn't be questionable according to him. Did anyone agree with him? The Rimi Gash, exactly. Right? So it is, obviously he wasn't thinking of the Rimi Gash. But it is a Chash Pshita, because the Rimi Gash explicitly says, I'll draw you a flow chart of Maman Amut Basafik. He says, first question we ask whether Eko or Lek will make Maman Milsa. Eko make Maman Milsa? Kobol and Bar. Lek will make Maman Milsa. Then you ask, is there George Maman or not? If there's George Maman, yeah. Folku, if not, Shuda Daini. He's explicit that within Lek will make Maman Milsa, George Maman is distinguishing between Shuda Daini and Yachloku. The Me'iri is a little tricky, or maybe this, pardon me, because the Me'iri, Morty, it was serendipitous. I meant the Me'iri on, that's printed in my Me'iri under Lamed Hamad Aleph. Morty put, when he sent out on Lamed Hamad Beis, the Me'iri in two different parts of this sugya seems to say two opposite pshatim in the Gemara. First, he says, what does he say? What does he say first? Ready? He says, "Ledasa poskim sheyichalku lama amra yachloku v'lo amra lo shuda the dainei v'lo kalda olin dvar kadin sfina." Okay, he says, "Well, okay, maybe not. Why not say shuda dainei and why not say kalda olin gavar?" But then, what does he answer? He answers, because this case there's dror de mamona, and that case. There's no draw, and but in Sfina, there's no draw to Mamona, and you don't say Shuda because there's no Umbina. He clearly understands draw to Mamona, but how to Sfina. And so here is the Me'iri says, Sfina has no draw to Mamona, it's an answer to Sfina. However, then he basically quotes the Rimi Gash, he even says it's quoting the Rimi Gash just with one change, right? He says the words, later on, two paragraphs later, Karbi Arnu, Gomei Svarad, which means the Rimi Gash. Then he says, Karbi Arnu, and he quotes the Rimi Gash. What does he say? He says very clearly, ready? sorry. He says, if Ikalamekam kol dolin gvarin. If lekalamekam, then if there's no George Mamona, you do Shuda, and if there is George Mamona, you do Chalukah. So later on, and strangely enough, often he says, I'm putting this, putting that, let's call it day Aleph. He obviously changed his mind at some point. I wish I knew which way the Rambam held. That would be very fascinating. The problem is the Rambam doesn't say George Mamona, doesn't say Ikal Maker. You know, therefore the Rambam is what the case is, and he doesn't always give you a clue as to why it is.
Based on what we said in the last Rambam, is the Rambam agrees that the Mishnah Yain is based on the Das Nosek and the Yom Tov. Yeah, really, you have to say it. You can't say it.
Meaning anyone who holds its Das Nosek cannot say we're asking Akasha from Machlech Para onto. Unless you want to say it's a case of Bari Bari, like Rav Baruchina, and like Tosos, that we see who seems more honest, like Tosos at Bidoha. So maybe Bidoha. Okay, anyway, Kitzer, what did the Ritva say? The third shot is only the Ritva. The Ritva struggles with these Pshatim, he knows both Pshatim, he says, you know what? The Gemara is asking a double question. He says, the Gemara is asking both questions, no problem. What did the Ritva say? sorry. He says, He says, ask both questions. Mimasha. Meaning the Gemara, just like the Mishnah, you read the word, those confused. I'm not sure if this is Ika or Lake or Lake or Lake, but either way, it's Akasha. Okay, the Ritva is that. Okay, there's a lot to analyze here, but the hour is already late. So, Kitzer, let's just review what we saw. The Ritva is not a Dushita. He's just saying, they're saying one of these Dushitas has to be correct. So, either way, it's Akasha. Either the kasha is a steer between kol on gavar and yachluk, and the answer is drug mamona is what makes us do yachluk instead of kol on gavar, or it's a steer between shuda de daimi and yachluk, and the answer is the kol on gavar is what makes us do yachluk instead of shuda de daimi. We'll pick up next time briefly, and then we'll go weiter, is the question of, is the question of what does each one of them say about the other? Meaning, so according to the second shot, what's the rule for when you say, not such a hard question, when you say Yachluku and when you say Kolon Gavar, but more for the first shot, what's the rule when you say Yachluku and when you say Shudan, which is not being addressed in our Gemara? And just like what's the smart behind the Shita? So we'll pick up with that next time. We're almost finished with the chorus. And what are we going to do next time? The next two agenda items are finished up this inyan. Where are we? We're in the middle of number three. We got through the first two lines of three, although we didn't analyze them properly. And not even really. We're just barely starting. Great. That is Tosos de Ramasco Omaishna, which we haven't discussed at all, which is do we pass like some question like Chachamim? And if we pass like Chachamim, why are we bringing some question here? Right? Because like Chachamim, because really, again, the word fools us. It does not say, it says the most of the Raya, only Soka says, Yachlok in the case of Machu Parvachaber, so like Mapatel. Why not just say, okay, we don't hold like Sokas, so it's not Akasha. You're right, Sokas would disagree with everything. Who cares? So with that, that's the first thing we're going to talk about. And then the second thing we're going to talk about is to go on to the Gemara. Before we get back to the details of Shalosh Shana, there's one tiny little sugya at the top of Lamed Hey, Amud Beis, from the third line through the seventh line. So that's our next agenda items. We'll start with the question of Sumchus and the Chachamim. There's a long tosis about this, but let's see it's Sadi Zion Amud Aleph, right? There is a lot of Rambams about this.
Anyway, there's a long toast in Bamatsiya about this, Sadi Zayin Amud Aleph. The toast was here, obviously. And there's a lot of interesting Rambams about how we paskin. We'll look at a few Rambams. Where can you find the Rambams? You can look at the Rambam here about Machlo Par B'Chamor, and then look at some of the Nosekalim, and I'll send that, of course, later here at Sashem. Okay, have a good chance.
In the next one, where are we going to be in
Yidden? I hope I sent this out in the email. What we're going to do is, I've never done this before, but this is a joint decision. In Elul, we're going to be in the fourth perek, starting with the sugyas of Prisbal, the Svon and Yadidiyoma, right? You know, Prisbal is the end of the Shemitah year. So in Elul's mind, we'll learn the fourth sugya, starting from Prisbal and Daf Lamed Vav. And then in after Yadidith, in Choresh Man, we'll start from the sixth perek. So we're doing the end of Gittin, because we did the beginning of Gittin 3 years ago, almost, whatever. So again, fourth parak starting with Prisbal, and probably we'll get to a little Avadim, I'm hoping. Prisbal and Avadim. Avadim just happened to be after Prisbal. In Elul, and the sixth parak in Choresh.
We do the Prisbal, but we have a practical lab on that too.
Sure, we can all write Prisbals. We can even be Moser Mili La Dadi. That would be amazing. But